Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is
Cinema Classics. Look it, let's get off of 2013 and get going on 2014.
Okay.
Open it right up with X-Men.
We're going to do one of these preview pieces.
Yes, we are.
I love that. X-Men Days of Future Past.
You got it, man.
Bryan Singer returns to the franchise that he launched.
He calls it an in-between-quel. It's not a prequel. It's not a sequel.
It's an in-betweener.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not excited for that, are you, really?
Of course not.
It's a joke.
I am. But I am really excited to go through, again, more depression with...
Does Dame Judi Dench have something coming out that you're
with
excited about?
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes, also you can't be excited. But why do you keep saying these? I thought they were supposed to say things we're excited about.
I know.
You just want to...
Spider-Man is definitely I'm not excited about, because I'm just can't go through
it.
All of his anguish. But we are going to find out all about his parents in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
So maybe that's a good
I love
thing.
They're going to have the Rhino in there. Paul Giamatti is in there. And Jamie Foxx. I'm down.
There are a lot of dudes waiting for 300 Rise of an Empire, because they love that original 300.
300 Rise of an Empire?
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. Silly.
Yeah. But then if we bypass Hunger Games, which you know will make billions, okay, we can get through that,
yeah.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, we might get to Divergent, which
yeah.
I think is pretty good. Dystopian World. Shailene Woodley.
Mm-hmm. From the Descendants.
Yeah, and she's got two coming out.
What?
Fault in Our Stars is also one about some kind of a cancer story. But anyway, so she's...
When does that come out?
That comes out on June 6th.
Okay, big summer tentpole, sounds
yeah.
like.
Well, I don't think so. wow. We've got...
What about Godzilla?
I don't know.
You excited about that?
I am, because of...
Are you?
Yeah, because the graphics were so poor in the originals. I want to see now what perfection is, and you're going to find out it's not half as good a film.
They already tried this in 1990-something or other,
I
and
know.
It didn't go well.
You're going to see how much we need.
I don't think it looks all that different than the Roland Emmerich version. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, and musicals, I'm looking forward to, and that's a small movie.
Annie.
No?
They're re-releasing Annie.
I know they are, and I don't think that's bad, but I want to see Jersey Boys, because you know, when it came to town, I was thrilled with it. One of the best I'd ever
right?
seen on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the lead, John Lloyd Young, is going to be in
well,
the
Well, look
film.
How Mamma Mia turned out. You rightfully...
Of course, yeah. Yeah. And Into the Woods is going to be out with, well, Johnny Depp as the wolf. That's a big surprise. And then Meryl Streep will be eating as much
as this is like the fairy tale music.
Yeah, the scene in Sondheim.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that right? It's Sondheim?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So it's Streep doing her thing.
All right.
RoboCop, we know that's coming out.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward
February
to that a little
12th.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what they do with an update of that.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
I like Joel Kinnaman. That guy is good.
Okay.
You
well,
like him? You know who I'm talking about?
I do know Joel Kinnaman,
okay.
And I think you're right, because I'm also looking at one that nobody else will care about that I do, The Equalizer. And this is with
right.
fading Denzel.
That's based on the television show, right?
It is.
From the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Starring, what was that guy's name?
That
British sourpuss.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't care about that.
I don't. Edward Woodward.
Can you get me one movie you actually care about?
Edward Woodward. Oh, well, okay. Let me get one that I think you're going to like a lot.
And then let me know.
Christopher Nolan.
Yes,
there's
Interstellar.
A name that you like.
Yeah.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. That's
so,
Matthew McConaughey. We were just talking about
it.
That guy
so
last.
So this is going to go way past Gravity.
Yeah.
Way out
Could
there.
Could be really interesting.
But
I don't even know what it's about.
One that you and I will see,
mm-hmm.
probably appreciate, that nobody else will care about, The Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes, the Tom Cruise sci-fi.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that movie that came out last year, Oblivion?
Yes.
I didn't think that was so bad.
I didn't either.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Edge of Tomorrow, originally titled All You Need Is Kill. For some reason, they thought that was an off-putting title. I think it's kind of...
You're right on that.
Right. All You Need Is Kill.
That's a...
You know what goes on in that movie?
No.
He fights a battle against aliens and keeps dying, and then he's sent back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then he learns from his mistakes. It's kind of like Source Code meets... something else,
okay.
where he'd be fighting aliens.
meets... Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street.
And the first one was a surprise?
Yeah.
So did you like it?
These guys are good. Yeah. You know, they brought life to it, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to endure,
yeah,
come in July, another Melissa McCarthy epic. And this is called Tammy.
Hmm.
So if she's still popular...
She will be.
You think she will?
Yeah.
Okay.
She will be.
Okay, so I'll have to go
through that. She's got a lot of cred with the younger crowd, John.
Well, she's so over the top, man.
She's very funny. She's a very funny lady.
Right.
She's very funny.
Well, you're talking very funny. How can you go wrong with Dumb and Dumber 2?
You can't. Finally, after all these years, they reunite. That could be good. What do you think? Yeah? You know, that could actually turn out to be really a surprise hit.
Well, I'm hoping for Jim Carrey.
I'm hoping.
Because he's dying fast.
He needs a shot in the arm commercially,
yeah.
And that could be the movie that does it.
Yeah.
Although, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How come I haven't gotten to say anything yet?
You know, something, I'm waiting.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, new Wes Anderson film.
I love it. It sounds so eccentric.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
The trailer is amazing.
Oh, great.
It is very funny. And, you know, what I'm most excited to see is Ralph Fiennes in a comic role.
Yeah.
And we've never seen that guy kind of light into comedy. And judging by the trailer, he gives a pitch-perfect performance.
Well, do you think there may be a superior comedy here in the summer coming on March 28th?
It's kind of early. Lars von Trier's Nymphomania?
No. This would be Russell Crowe in perhaps his greatest role as Noah.
Noah, yes. I don't know.
I mean, who knows? But
no, it's Darren Aronofsky.
I know it is.
Can't write that guy off.
I won't. I don't know.
This guy, you know what? What I've read about that movie, John, is that Aronofsky has incorporated a lot of Jewish mysticism and all these Jewish legends.
Okay.
That you know we typically haven't gotten from our usual Bible reading of the Noah story. So this could be interesting.
I don't know.
I'm not writing it off yet.
No. Well, don't write off Tim Burton either with Big Eyes.
Okay, move on.
Amy Adams and Crystal Waltz.
Tim Burton. Okay.
But our mutually admired Woody Allen has his film coming out, Magic in the Moonlight.
Magic in the Moonlight. Who's his muse in this one?
He's in Returns to France, South of France, period comedy starring Emma Stone and Colin Firth.
Might be good.
Come on. I. What do you mean, might be good?
It might be good.
I don't think he's ever had a real loser in my mind.
Oh, come
just
on.
Ones that aren't quite as good as...
There's one with Jason Biggs. What is that called?
Jason Bateman?
Jason Biggs from American Pie.
Yeah, a movie with him?
Yeah, a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, the one that already came out. Yeah,
years ago. That's what I mean.
One that looks interesting to me.
He's got a lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
Yes.
From his biggest supporter.
I think it's all relative to his better stuff, Annie Hall, Donna, when his other stuff is not as good, but I think it's always, I find them always interesting. But,
okay.
How interesting is this? Brad Pitt has a film without a title yet.
The Tank movie?
Yes.
No, I thought it's called Fury.
Accordingly, not yet. Untitled.
They should take All You Need Is Kill.
Well, then, why not? This was a good callback. This is an American tank crew in World War II.
Yeah, no, I love this. Brad Pitt, World War II, tanks.
But coming up very soon, if not by the time of this broadcast, is going to be George Clooney's great epic, The Monuments Men.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out in a couple weeks.
I know it is, and I think it's going to be a loser.
Yeah, it looks dreadful.
You can't bring it out in December.
Like a snooze. Yeah.
I know it does.
It'll be as exciting as the poster, just like a shot of heads.
All right.
Okay, what about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Okay, why not?
How did you feel about the recent prequel?
I wasn't excited. I thought
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I wasn't excited.
A lot of prepositions in that title.
I just felt it was straining. I thought it was straining, so okay. I wasn't that excited. But I'll tell you what I am really excited about.
Yeah.
Unbroken, Laura Hillenbrand's novel about the World War II hero, Olympic hero, who went and was lost at sea for God knows how many days, right? Yeah, and then comes back. A terrific novel, and it's 47 Days Adrift, and he's in Japanese POW camp, And it is directed by another America's sweetheart, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's right. She directed that. Who's in it?
Jack O'Connell plays Louis Zamperini. And I don't know Jack O'Connell.
Yeah, I don't know either. Jerry O'Connell. The guy. Yeah, but it's not. It's a different guy.
Anyway.
I don't know. Listen, if 2014 is half as good as 2013, we're in good shape.
You got it.
And maybe we can continue this conversation. I might be able to say one of the movies I'm looking forward to.
And this indeed is an unusual occurrence.